Okay, we're going to continue our shiurim on Otzat Chaim, or in Perek Vav, of Shah HaNikudim. So, Baruch Hashem, we're moving along quite well. Let's see, this Perek is quite longish, right? So I don't think we'll manage to finish today. But Hashem, so we're talking about over here, we're talking about the Inyan of, let's just start reading, Perek Vav. Nivay at the Inyan Shnei Achoraim Shel Ava Ve'Ima. Shegam hem noflu v'nishburu keniska le'er. I think this is to remind us of what we're speaking about here. We're talking about the oros came out of the Naim Da'ak, so we had the Esses Spheres coming out. Now, the Esses Spheres are Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, v'chule. Now, Keser, we know, didn't break. The oro tried to penetrate Keser. It did, it was Matzliach, and then moved on to Chochma. Chochma did not break, then all the oil passed over to Bina. And then when it got into Das, the oil traveled from Bina into Das, then Das broke. Now, saying that, that's not 100% accurate, because as soon as the oil went into Chochma, it's true, the actual sphere didn't break, but something was damaged. What was that called? That's called the Achoraim. The Achoraim of that sphere called Chochma, or you can call it a name called Abba, same thing, Chochman Abba, we were just discussing that, the Achorayin of Abba broke. And Huadin, when all that all went from Chochma into Bina, the Bina's Achorayin broke. So the entire Svira is something what we call the Ponim, has a Ponim and has an Ach to it, an Achorayin to it. So the Ponim was Mekuyim, except the Achorayin was damaged. And it finally went to Das, the oil went from Bina to Das, the entire sphere of Das broke. It's Panim and the Achoraim of Das completely broke. And Kol Shekin, all the others, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, all of them completely broke. That was the nafkamina between the first three and the last seven. Now, you have to understand something. When we say, when the Arizal says, when he says, talks about the Achoraim or the Panim, you have to realize that we're not talking about a front and back. We know in the Olam HaRuchnis, there's no imagery there. There's nothing Gashmi, like the front of it or the back of it. They don't work in that, those dimensions. They don't have this Erech Kochla. When you look at the Siddur Hashash and you see these spheres, what we see is Seamus. They're represented by Seamus, and that's all we have really about them. How to have a picture of our mind, really we should just picturing, instead of an actual Keli with a front and a back to it and the in and the out of it, rather we're looking at it as Seamus. Seamus. Yud-Kei-Vav case, various Seamus. Now, how do you see the front of it or the back of it? It's depending how you write it. So the ponim would be written, for example, if you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, if you want to see the achoraim of it, so you just stretch it out. It's called biribua. So the Yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud Vav Dalis, and the Hey was it's Hey Yud or Hey Aleph Hey Hey. And then Vav is Vav Yud Vav. So you're stretching out the word. That's Ba'achura. It's called Ba'achura. It's called Ribua or Ba'achura. So that's just Ribua. A similar dollar.
What? Ribua means?
Ribua means it's called. It's another word for Achuraim. It's sort of
Milui.
It's also called Milui. It's also called Milui. But that's just what we call Achuraim. It's just another way of looking at at that name. So we see more of the name. So the Yud Tomon in the Yud, there's a Yud Vav Dalet. The Vav is more on something. The Dalet is more on something. So you see sort of the other facet, another facet of that that shame. So that has to be said, Borosh, that here we're not talking about the back and front of the Patsu. But rather, we're talking about something very spiritual that we don't have a chizah to. But rather, we look at it as Seamus, the Shem of Chochma, the Shem of Bina, as maybe we'll see later on the Kavanas. Okay, so that's what it is. Anyways, a facet, a bechina of this Chochma or Abba
was broken. That's called the achoraim of it. And achoraim meaning an inferior facet, of the sphere. Masha enkin. When we say the ponim, that's a greater force of the sphere broke. Okay, so achoraim is the inferior, and the ponim is a more starker nekuda. So that's it. Let's see that again. Nevar ate in shnei achoraim shel abba ve'ima. We're going to discuss now the shtei achoraim. Why are we talking about them? Because since we're in the union of the shvira, shegam hem noflu v'nishburu keniska le'er. Because even though we said they didn't break, the entirety of the sphira of Chochma Bina did not break, but rather we have to mention that the achoraim did break. V'tchil etzal shenevar hakdome inin poni v'poni v'ach v'ach. First, we're going to give a little bit of akdom over here. What is this inin of poni v'ponim ach v'ach? The ininu b'mashin is ba'al l'kaman ki mokom ha'klippas v'achitzonim. Yeah, we're doing perek vov of Shah Hanikudim. Ki ha'mokom ha'klippas v'chitzonim hem achorei nuk deza. V'sham hem nidbakim. V'omnam gam b'achorei adchura za. Yes, ketzat achiza. So the Arizal loves to do this to us. He always likes to jump in the deep end. Again, I mentioned this many times. There's no sight of any patsufim here yet because we're barely creating the sphere. It's kol shekhen any patsufim. Rafa Pikein, he's throwing us in the deep end, telling us all about this inyan of the patsufim. So it's basically like this, right? We described the process yesterday when we described the shir in the shir in Purim, that when the patsufim come out, they come out ach ba'ach. They come out ach ba'ach. That means they're in they are in a premature stage, right? A very young stage in the development of the patsufim. That's the ach ba'ach. Now, the tafkid is for them to, right, coming back to back, kibyachol, right? The tafkid is for them to separate and to go ponim beponim. Why do we want them ponim beponim? Ponim because we said in order for them to mizavik. And once there's a zivuk, a yichud between them, they become very powerful. We get there's a halodah, shefa comes out from them, and all the olamas, the tachtonim, are nene from this. That's the tafkid. The shah is how to do this. How do you make the partsufin going ach ba'ach? So we said, Ali did the Nesira, which is called we have to go through a process called Domita. We explained all that. Now, there's another aspect which is very important, is to understand that there's an Indian called the Klippas. The Klippas. Now, what is the Klippas? The Klippas are called as well the Chitzoinim. The Chitzoinim, anything which is not integrated within the whole, is something Chitzon, which is outside, which is considered to be evil or tame. We've all heard these words. Yeah. So where b'chalal, what is the inyan? What's the kasher between the partsufim, the chitzonim? What's going on here? So we said basically that the chitzonim and the kedusha sign are all yearning from the same points, right? They all get the survival from this place called the kedusha, Now, why is that? How has that all come about? Well, the story is as follows. As these spheres were broken, they broke, right? What happened? The auras came into the spheres, right? The auras came into the kelim. The kelim weren't able to manage to hold them, and they shattered. Now, why weren't they able to hold the all? Why weren't they able to hold the all? The answer is because they had sigim inside of them. They were impure. Because if they were completely pure, they would be able to manage to hold the light. There must have been kivyoch, right? We're talking about dvom meod meod ruchni here. So there was some type of sigim, impurity inside of them, which need to be cleansed. Like we spoke about the moshul of the klei cheres, when it's tamei, you have to break it in order for the tumor to release itself. Those sigim was the klippas, was the chitzanim. It's an incredible thing that the Chazal tell us, that the Arizal is telling us, is that in Menu Bay, in the highest point of Kedusha, coming out from the eyes of Adam Kadmon, which is really high, it's close to the Kav, close to the Ein Sof, At that point in time, you had already the chitzonim there.
Actually, the actual chitzon.
Wow. That is the source. That's actually the source. Which we speak about the chitzonim down there in the world of the tachtonim. That's only because they fell to there. But that wasn't their original place. The original place was way on high. In mamish, these heilige spheres that we speak about, the ten spheres, they were there. And that's why the spheres had to break. The spheres had to be broken in order to release this chitzon dike chelik of them, which needed like an operation. A person chaz v'shalom has something there that needs to be removed. It's a dangerous and
pure thing.
Right? Yeah, you purify.
Why did it wait so long to get to the shaman kudim?
Why? Because right now we're in the development of the worlds. Now we're refining everything. The Ibishas want to make. He's making the worlds now, and this is where it comes into play. In order to make the worlds, you want to make them perfect. Perfect meaning the way he wants it to be. And the way he wants it to be right now is he wants to separate now the kedusha from the chitzonim. Something which
wasn't the gear
because what is this? This is only what's this whole inyan? The whole inyan is bechira. Right, what's this nekuda of chitzonim as opposed to kedusha? That's only nogeh. Somebody has bechira. He chooses either to go this way or that way. So therefore, you have to have two elements separated. You have to have a clear ra and a clear toiv. If everything's bo'urav, then it's not shayach this bechira inyan. Right, it's only to get to us bechlan. That's why everything's being created. So therefore, this bechina of chitzonim of klipas has to be extracted from them, and thereby. And then where do they go? Once they destroy, once the whole sphere is destroyed, then the klipas fall down into the lower world. The kedusha stays up there. There's a clear line for the bechira to happen. Right? There's kedusha. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do at that point in time? Therefore, we can understand why the klipas have a shtake shaychus with us. They don't let us go for 1 second. There's a nechama every single second of a person's life. Because their sholesh is mamish with us. The dobuk with us, because at that point in time they were dobuk and that sholesh never left. What are you asking?
When are these clippers actually created, actually? And what?
Well, where did you see that they were created?
They have to be created somewhere.
The olas were in an ark and they came out and then they destroyed them and they came out.
From their mind.
Yeah, but they were inside of Ag, the part of the Abzag Ma'oben, which came out from the cow, which came out from the O and Sof.
Well, so they're always there, yeah, but when do they have their own separate existence?
When they're being destroyed, when the spheres are coming destroying, then you see the separation now.
At the sphere. So
that, we're going to do the Aliyah, we do the Aliyah as a Birur, and we bring all the Kedusha, that's the whole of the system, to bring all the. This chalokin that fell down, you bring it all up and you leave below the klipas.
But the shavir didn't happen out of the eyes of Ach, it was lower down the shavir happened.
Yeah.
So okay. Only the klipas were only created lower down.
No, they were there already. They're already there in the all itself, the klipas were there as they're coming up from the anai and the eye. They're already in there.
Well, everything's in there. They're in the
That's cup, it. So that's it. There's no. What?
They're in the cup as well.
Right, so everything's nilam. So what are you asking?
Yeah, when did they get their independent existence?
When they broke.
Right, so that's later on.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, when they broke. Yeah, so we're talking about here.
Right, so it wasn't a musik of clippers, like bad clippers at the
art. Everything's relative. Everything has the madregas. Everything is... it was less noticeable. It was more nilam. Then the more and more it comes out, the more it becomes more mergashim, and therefore... At that point, this is time to separate them.
But the first time I actually talked about the clippers themselves as something which is bad is only after the shvir.
B'shas shvir.
Oh, b'shas shvir.
Yeah. The sibba. Why that to be broken is because of the chisayim.
It's the kind of the vasachas sort of the shvir happened, and then you see there's the clippers there.
That's right. But everything's nailam. The point is everything's nailam into that all, and therefore when they shattered. Then the klipas separate from the kedusha. So why are we telling this? What's the shaykhs? What we're speaking about over here? Because we want these patsufim to go ponim v'ponim. The problem is the chitzonim. They're yearning. They want to survive as well. Again, they're shoish. There's like you have Yishmael and Yitzchak both coming out from Avraham Avinu. You know, Tov, Ra, Esav, and Yaakov coming out from the same Shoresh, and both of them need their father, right? Everybody wants to be yearning from the same place. Everybody wants the Bechorah and so on and so forth. Same thing over here. The Chitzonim wants. Therefore, the Patsufim are afraid to go Panim B'Panim. They're afraid to go Panim B'Panim. Therefore, they stay back to back in order to cover over their Kedusha.
Yeah, why were they afraid?
What?
Why are they afraid to go Panim B'Panim?
Because they're going to be sucked up by these Chitzonim. The Chitzonim are yearning from the Patsufim, the Kedusha that are coming out from the Patsufim. So from the panim of the patsufim, the patsufim are not afraid of, right? The kedusha coming from the panim of the patsufim, it's much too great for the chitzonim. So there's no problem. So what do? The chitzonim want to get to the back part, the weakest part of the patsufim. So the patsufim go back to back to cover the back of Yochel, right? They cover the back. The chitzonim can't get to them. Problem is when they go panim with panim, their backs are revealed. And the Chitzonim are going to come and be yonik from them. That's a problem then. It's a major problem. Because if the Patsufim don't go Panim B'Panim because they're afraid of the Chitzonim, how are we ever going to get Shefa, the Tachtonim? Right? Because they go Panim B'Panim, there's a Zivug, and then we get Shefa.
Is the battle between us, the Tachtonim, and the Klippers? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So which way it goes?
Yeah, that's right. Who's going to get that Shefa?
So
is that
with the
Yitzchak
and the
Klippers
of
that
Yishmael?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the moshul. That's an example. All fighting for the bracha, right? Okay, so therefore, the Zohar, we have a bit of a problem here. What's going to happen? How the Patsufim are going to go Panim B'Panim? If they go Panim B'Panim, the backs are revealed and the Chitzonim are going to be yearning from there. The Teret says, V'hine Terem Bora Elokim Odom Al Ares Hayakor Chitzonim Liyonik Shefa Mikedusha. So that was the problem over there. Before Odom Rishon was created, Odom Rishon, not Odom Kadmon, Odom Rishon was created, there was this problem over here. Besod ve'odem ayim lavot zadama ve'echa mavot zadama hu kisuach v'kitzot zakotzi min hakerem. Famous line that his job was when he was to be created to go into the adama to work the land, as they say, work the land. Kitzot zakotzi zakerem min hakerem. Asher lezeh tzor mitzvos umasias. Meaning that the Odom Rishon was to be created in order to afarach to fight off the Klippers. Kitzutz koitzim, koitzim of the chitzonim mina kerem from the kedusha, kerem the kedusha. His gansha avoid the mitzvahs masiyas and any of the Ptolemy dibur was the ichatimsa how to get the klippers away from the patsufim. He was the shomakilo. He was the guard over the spiritual world, and he was there in order to make sure to ensure that the klippers were cut off.
There's nothing positive.
Excuse me?
There wasn't anything positive in his avodah.
There is positive. No, there is positive, right, but we're not talking about the aspect of it. Of course, there's a tikkun in his neshama, there's various tikkunim that you're doing as well, but part of that tikkun, the other facet of it, is that you're taking away these klippas. And by taking away the klippas, then they can go panim b'panim, then something positive can happen. Okay, so that's the Gansa void over here. Abazai, our problem is over here. Adam Rishon is not born yet, right? He hasn't created yet. So what's going to happen here? You follow what's happening here. When Adam Rishon is there, he can fight off the Chitzonim, right? Sounds like something out of space. What we're speaking about here, you know, the evil, the Koch HaToyv, the bad guys, good guys. You know, this is the source. The voltage over here is that when he comes along, he has the koach through the Torah, through his maisim mitzvahs, that he has a koach doing those maisim mitzvahs, and he doesn't have too many mitzvahs to do, right? He doesn't have tayag mitzvahs, pur v'ruvu, and other mispalil on the shayim. But besides that, by doing that, he's expelling the Chitzonim out of that area. Therefore, the patsufim can there go quietly, panim b'podim, make a shefa and give all the olamas all the shefa that they need. But again, right, since all the mushrim is not there to do this pu'ula, the patsuf are not going to go ach ba'ach, they're not going to go ponim b'ponim. So what's going to happen? Aber kasher nitzlu zun, asher adayim lo haya nivu odom ba'olam odom rishon atachpa, mechel yotzu zun ach ba'ach. Therefore, they came out afraid, so they came ach ba'ach, in order to cover their backs. Why? Mipne pachad achitzoinim, shelo yinoku, that they shouldn't, the chitzon should deplete them of all the kedusha. Shim hayu omdim poni beponim, haya klipas mokom lit aches bemokom achizosom shehem achoraim liyanik misham. Because if they went face to face, that means their backs are like we said beforehand. We're not talking about back or front. We're talking about something very spiritual called the shemus of poshut and ribua. They would be yoinik, the chitzon be yoinik from their backside. Ki min apanim the chitzonim would be afraid. Einu yocholei liyanik, because the chitzonim are afraid. It's too much kedusha to, and too dangerous to the chitzonim themselves to try to be yoinik from the panim of the patsufim. V'lachein hutzchu liot midabikim ach ba'ach kedei shelo yochlu achitzolim likanes sham b'liyanik. So therefore they go back to back in order to preserve their kedusha. V'kasher nivra adam rishon, but when adam rishon was created, but also mitzvahs masiyos, hechziram ponim v'ponim, through his ma'asim toivim, through his ma'asim mitzvahs, he was able to turn them back to back, like I told you. V'az lo haya pachad me'aklipas, the patsufim weren't afraid anymore because the klipas were expelled from that makom. Therefore, lo haya pachad me'aklipas, the patsufim were not afraid of the chitzoinim. Ki kavah chofer ve'azak ve'sakel ve'karet ha'kotzim min ha'keren, because he just killed them off or expel them. Vehine, beyodim ach ba'ach, ein lezun rak ach echad bilvad l'shneim. As they're holding back to back, kaviyochel, hakoysel echa levad mafsik ben shneim. Okay, but that was just a little bit of history, okay? Now we're going back to our sugya. Now, ach ba'ach, the partzufim, which is chokhma bina, which is the sphere of chokhma and bina, which in partzufim is abba ve'ima. So, whatever we're saying in zun, right, Zampir v'nukve applies to our sugi over here of Chochma and Bina, or as he calls them, Alba v'Ima. They had one koisel that they're sharing together, right? Like the Gemara in the Gemara Brachas talks about the du patsufim that Adam and Chava were sharing one back. Echad levad mavzig ben shneihem, v'shneihem mishtamshim bekoisel echad. Chetzav lezav, chetzav lenukvam, v'kasha odom, hechzirim ponim beponim, avdiya mitzvus ma'asim toivim, az nigma v'nishalim, ach echad sholem leze, v'ach echad sholem leze, v'yecholim le'achzor ponim beponim. You see what's going on here? Let's say, just for Moshe, right? Let's say Moshe. The zun are dovuk back to back, right? Again, this is all Moshe. Let's give a measurement here. The back, let's say, is 1 inch. 1 inch. Okay? The entire back, the back of Vza and the back of Nukva together makes 1 inch, let's say. Now, that's not good because each back has to say, let's say, Lamosha, each back has to be 1 inch long. Okay? But they're sharing a whole entire back between both of them of 1 inch. What must be done is, it's not good enough just to saw them in half, right? For them to be split in half, and Odom goes his way, and Chava goes her way. But rather, Zah needs to have an extra half an inch added to his back, and she needs an extra half an inch to be added to her back. Therefore, the Sachako Zah will have 1 inch of back, and Nukva will have 1 inch of back. Is that clear?
Yeah. They kind of grow and then they split.
That's right. So you have to first grow them, then you can do the nesira, and he can walk away nicely because he has a full back. Because otherwise they can, because if they try splitting, they'll have half a back and they won't manage. They need a full back.
Protective cover, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's called chug. We'll give more technical names as we go along. We're just trying to make it simple now, right? So
that's
adding
half. It was a pasuk which says "Vayska basa tachtena" after he split them up.
Yeah, so
it's mashmi puts the basa tachtena before he splits them up.
No, he's adding. Yeah, the pasuk doesn't tell you all the information. It just says he's so good, you know. He closes up the back, but as he closed up, he added. It has to be that way, because if he's taking away for anything from him,
as he was doing it.
Yeah.
So Adam Rishon was never actually had a womb. So it's
no.
Cut it off and he fixed it.
No.
It's like he grew out and cut it as he was growing it. Sort of.
No. He are you on a technical? Okay, we'll get into the technical part. We'll see what's going on. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's what's happening over here. So let's see that paragraph again. Now they only have one back, sharing one backside. Each one will get a full back, and therefore they can go. So if there's not anybody here, we have the possibility and the koach to make that these patsuf and go and by doing that, as soon as the patsuf and go and then we make them do a zivug, therefore the tipim, that means the kedush, will come down to us. Tipin ilayin limata. V'hem b'chinas mochim dezah. What's coming down is mochim dezah. I'll explain to you in a minute what that means. V'hem b'chinas chasodim v'gvoros. Asher hem ika tipa kenodam. Now, so how technically, we're saying you're adding another half an inch here, another half an inch here. What is it? What are you adding exactly? It's what we call chug. Chasodim v'gvoros. Chasodim v'gvoros. That is the technical name here in Kabbalah. What you're adding in order for them to enable them to go panim b'panim. So you have to add chasadim gevuros here, chasadim gevuros there, and that is the hashlama of the achorayim of zeampin v'nukfa. So in essence, what you're doing over here is that you're bringing down the mochim, you're building up these patsufim, because as they're too young, you cannot split them. So you have to build up what's called mochim dezah. You have to give them their intellect, you have to build up the chabad. And once you build up the chabad, that is the time to go upon him upon him. Okay, that was on the aside. Ki ein yotze mina yesod de'im de'bina rak chasodim v'gvuz. Ki mina chokma bina dezah ein yotze rak ha'ora be'alma. Now this, we all know what that means. The batosha, right? Now besides that, we're talking about bina as opposed to chokhmah. Means ima as opposed to chokhmah. We just learned this yesterday, because the yesod of ima is shorter than yesod the abba. So as ima, as abba, we're sort of running out of time. It's going to be a little bit thing to explain this. So we'll stop it here. Okay, we'll stop it here, and next week we'll discuss this. It's not very difficult. We'll have more time to explain it properly. Stay there. Okay.